Coach, they got 16 guys, I guess, are invited to New York this year. Were you invited last year and turned it down or decided to do your own thing? Or for the draft I'm talking about?
Oh, the draft? No, I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited at all. I just decided to stay at the family anyway. Even if I was invited, I probably would have stayed with the family. Yeah.
What's the draft day experience like? Because obviously we're coming up on a new one, and you've got really good experience.
Yeah, it was really crazy. I mean, something new. I mean, from jump from team to team and have basically like a job interview. That's what basically what it was. And just a great experience. Just meeting new guys also. And just something different. But it was real fun, I think so.
Have you got a couple months to get away from the end of last season? What are kind of some of your thoughts on how your rookie season went now that you maybe have some time to reflect on it, maybe watch some?
I think it went okay. I made a lot of mistakes. I watched a little bit of film here recently, and I just made a lot of mistakes. But, I mean, I guess that comes with, you know, your first year. But at the same time, I think I did some good things. But that's what I'm going to try to get better at this year.
Excuse me.
It is just tough. I mean, especially when you see you making like a big mistake, you're like, oh man, and it's something that you work on so hard, and then come game day, you kind of make a mistake. But at the same time, I'm going to get better. Just protection mistakes and misreads here and there. But at the same time, when you're out there on the field, you know, you just go with your instincts. But especially watching that film, you just see a lot of different things you could have did. But it was all right.
I know you probably didn't want to stay this late last season. Now that it's been a couple months, the season's done. How worn down did you feel by the end of last year? How much did that play a part in kind of your December struggle?
Yeah, I felt okay, but at the same time, I mean, I kept my body real healthy, you know. I kept maintaining it, especially getting in that cold tub and doing the correct things that I need to keep my body going. I kind of wore it down, but at the same time, I was feeling good. I was still having fun. Everything was still going well. So, but at the same time, a little bit, just
everybody's,
slightly.
Yeah, sorry. Everybody's going to kind of feel better or second year because you're in the NFL for a full year. You're not prepared for the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
How much is that going to help you? And kind of feel it already?
I think it'll help. I think because, I mean, we went from combine to, you know, pro days to, you know, trying out for a team, then going right into, you know, camp and stuff like that. So definitely wearing tear on the body.
Have you noticed anything different with changing up the offensive line, the zone blocking? They don't want as much zone blocking, more of that power. Notice, does that change your the way you read and hit the hole?
Well, we haven't talked about it that much, you know, here. But at the same time, I mean, I met with the coach, you know, Coach E. He's a great guy, so I'm really happy to work with him.
What have you done in the offseason to kind of prepare for this season to maybe make sure you see those holes better or whatever?
Basically, just getting in and watching film, and talking to Coach E and talking about those things that I miss, and just basically just watching. It's not too much you could do now besides, you know, work out and get prepared and get your body ready.
You had a lot of explosive runs at Georgia, but last year you had just a couple over 20. Was that just misread, you think, or were they there and you just missed it, or what would you say?
I guess it was just a combination of a lot of things. I mean, maybe misreads, maybe just things move so fast. You know, who knows? But I'm gonna try to get better.
What are your goals for this season?
Yeah, as of right now, I just want to get faster, get stronger, you know, get my wind up there also. Most likely just help out the team, basically. That's all I'm caring about, you know. Individual goals will come if you're working hard.
You know, Sean, and all the fans, when comes draft in a couple of weeks, they've all got their guys that they want to see their team. As a running back, as a player, are you saying, gosh, I hope we pick some, you know, Ryan Clady kind of
The more the better, you know. I haven't even got into it and looked into it and see who we're looking at, who's really much in the draft except some Georgia guys. I know it's in there, but I mean, I'm gonna do my homework and see who's out there.
Could you be hoping more for an offensive lineman?
Of course, but you know, you need defense also. But anyone to get us in there and help us out, help the team out. Oh, great guy, great guy. He's really cool, man. I'm happy he's a part of this team. Just a guy you need to go up to and talk to. So you definitely need people like that in your locker room.
Did you do anything weight-wise this offseason as far as losing weight, gaining weight, anything?
Nope, same old, same old. Just, you know, being here, working out, tooting. You know, I mean, I haven't missed a workout yet. So just keep that up and just keep on working hard.
Did you do anything fun in the offseason?
I took a little vacation.
Where'd you go?
Puerto Rico. I went there just to relax, you know. Nothing wrong with that. Besides that, I've just been hanging out with the fam.
Well,
Anything else, guys? Thank you, No Sean.
Thank you. Appreciate you.